Well, it's about 5 hours after the previous recording. We had had dinner at a kebab place, and then we're told to go fetch a book by for Annie's upcoming school year by Gabriel Garcia Marquez, which led us onto a merry chase between several Barnes and Nobles, and we eventually found it. At Potomac Yards, where we recorded the first part of this little roundup on the movie Inception. Turns out a large chunk of what I was gassing on about got chopped off at the end there, because there's a minimal amount of recording time on these audio booths. So I'll try and wrap it up and be succinct so it doesn't take forever to upload this thing. Annie's, by the way, upstairs and already asleep, so I'll wrap up by myself, flying solo, as it were. The movie is about dreams, invading dreams, sharing dreams, having a common dream experience, and very little of it is conveyed visually. Now, there's some cool moments, most of which are you've already seen in the trailers, where where you see a city sort of fold over on top of itself in an Escherian manner, some European city, probably Paris, fold over on itself, and Ellen Page gets to look up in awe. That's a very cool visual. It happens early on in the movie when Ellen Page is being recruited to be sort of a dream architect. She builds a multi-tier dream experience for the target of the film, which I won't reveal too much more about. Plot-wise, lest you haven't seen it yet. But considering how much time is actually spent in dream state, at the beginning, the end, the middle, the stunning denouement, et cetera, the action bits, dreams don't look all that different from reality. And that's not how I would view a dream visually. It just seems like their dream places were just like real places, and obviously that was cheaper to film that way, but I don't know. It didn't seem like they really expended a huge amount of dough on special effects. And the acting jobs were okay, I guess. I'm not going to bother to look everything up on IMDb or anything like that, but I mean, obviously, Leonardo DiCaprio is a workmanlike actor. I don't think he's the be-all and end-all. I would have probably have cast an older gentleman in his place. I think there are probably a ton that would have done a better job, but that's okay. This isn't a Martin Scorsese film. I just saw the other Leonardo DiCaprio film. But, you know, I guess Leo manages to convey a decent box office these days, so he's going to be hired. The other guys, Ken Watanabe, I believe. I think that's the guy. The bald samurai guy from The Last Samurai. Maybe. It's hard to tell. Because his hair looks different. But anyway, he's I guess the film's, well, not antagonist, but he sort of moves the plot along for Leo and company, hires them to do a job. And the rest of the cast, very tepid. I don't know who the actors are. I don't really care. There was a female supporting actor that was supposed to be the love interest of DiCaprio, his dead wife, who shows up as a like an avenging force, an enemy, an antagonist, again and again in his subconscious mind in these dream trips that he's taking, and that's kind of what is driving the story along. She didn't convince me much. It was just a rather bland relationship between the two of them. Ellen Page was good, I guess, but she was horrific.